Here I am in Charleston. This is the 18th century farmhouse built by the Bloomsbury set. Some of them were ceramicists. Okay, Vanessa Bell, Quentin Bell, Stephen Wolfe. I was also Virginia Wolfe, born Virginia Stephen. Vanessa Bell was her sister. So Quentin and Vanessa were husband and wife. They had two sons who were here and so on. And a lot of them ceramicists. Look at all this they've done here. There's going to be eggs and fish above the sink. This is the kitchen area. So all this is original work. So part of the Bloomsbury set, a group of radical artists and intellectuals based around Bloomsbury Square in London, who existed from roughly 1900 to 1950, wasn't a society or something. There was no constitution, there was no membership role, but just they existed informally, and they held progressive views, indeed perhaps revolutionary views, on just about every issue. They were feminist, they believed in the decriminalization of homosexuality, things which are now mainstream, in decolonization and so on, socialism, pacifism, back then highly contentious. Best place for me is?
Well, I can't look at every room, so
least, I'll choose the least problematic room. Yeah. Because they don't meant to have more than 10 people in the room. Clive Bell's study, you see. A lot of the furniture is original. So, and the artwork by them. So they're painters as well, writers. Virginia Woolf, best known as a novelist. The First World War conscription came in 1916, so they purchased this dilapidated farmhouse to make it a work of national importance to exempt the men from compulsory military service. And they were sort of anti-nationalist. And this is a portrait here of Clive Bell. So the Bloomsbury Group, they broke up roughly 1950, they started dying off. John Maynard Keynes, the economist, the liberal peer, he used to come here. Died in 1946, cremated, his ashes scattered not far from here. And look at that tabletop. And this window is very characterful. There's a pleasingly musty smell here. Look at the little fish pond out there. I don't know what they actually used to make in this farm. Some of the vegetarians. So they believed in, they were heterosocial, so everything like that. So believed that men and women could mingle, not as couples and not just with a view to dating, but simply to socialise. And Virginia Woolf was bisexual, for example. She's from a very intellectual family. No, I didn't.
Well, you could do, because there's quite descriptions.
More information. No, I heard about that. Thank you for telling me.
Unfortunately, they haven't got the catalogues. Okay. They haven't been delivered. Otherwise, they've got some really good reproductions as well.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you. So, her father, Mr. Stephen, was a well-known writer, went to Eton, and what's her name? Virginia Woolf was the first cousin of J.K. Stephen, the poet, who died at the age of 32. All right, what was I going to say about her? She committed suicide in 1941. Virginia Woolf, most famously, authoress of To the Lighthouse. Okay, so there are more of the barns and so on over there. So it's enormous. Now it's a cafe performance space. So they believed in free love. So mostly married couples here, but they're often partner swapping. This is before they had to have a range here. Before the central heating, they had to be burning fires all the time. So anyway, it's handcrafted, it's beautiful, it's different. At least these are reasonably tall, even I can fit through these doorways, because often people are banging their heads at the doorways were so low. So how about that? I do like the bare stone tiles and floorboards here, mostly carpets upstairs when they got out of bed with bare feet, so it's not to get too cold. So it's all very different, very characterful. Look at that sort of cubist modern art. I wonder who this little boy is supposed to be. Hello.
Hello. The little boy is by Walter Sickert.
And was he one of the Bloomsbury set, Walter Sickert?
He wasn't really, but they, most of them knew each other, modern artists, that sort of thing.
Right. Was he a guest here, Walter Sickert, then?
Yes, he used to visit.
Okay, good.
And he was a friend of Duncan Grant's.
Oh, good, good. And by the way, what did they actually produce on this farm?
Well, originally it was just an ordinary farmhouse.
But they were but growing vegetables, or was it a sheep farm or a what?
Yeah, mixed.
All sorts.
Animals. But because of the First World War, everybody went off to fight.
Yes.
So this was vacant. Mm. And it was part of Lord Gage's estate, still is.
Yes.
And it was available for rent.
Right.
The Bloomsbury's were, well, they're called the Bloomsbury Group, although they never called themselves the Bloomsbury.
Oh, but others called them that, yeah.
They were conscientious objectors.
Of course.
So they had to find a place where they could live.
Mm.
But the men had to work on the farm, otherwise they would have been sent to prison.
Sure, and when did they stop living here, the Bloomsbury?
1916.
Yes. That's when they started, isn't it?
Yes.
When did they stop?
Well, they left, Duncan Grant left here in 1973.
Wow, okay.
So a long time.
Okay, then it turned into this trust. Okay, thank you so much. Marvellous to see this room here.
Interesting.
It is very different, yes. Very pleasant. These are murals, right?
Yes.
So comfortable. It's big, but not too big. Wow.
You could just imagine sitting on the gym toilet.
It's before sort of mass manufactured furniture, yeah.
T.S.
Good, good. Wow. So Thomas Stearns Eliot, the American British poet, the one who wrote about McCavity and so on. He was a member of the Bloomsbury set. Who saw it? He lived on to the 1960s. His second wife only died about 10 years ago. And they got a little bath in this room.
Vanessa's room.
Vanessa Bell's room.
Did they spend winters here?
During the Second World War and during the First World War, yes. Although
so there's so many bedrooms.
This
is a sort of unnecessarily large rooms.
Very cool.
And look how high the ceiling is in here. So huge windows for the artist to admit the maximum amount of sunlight. I wonder which direction this faces. So artist studios as well as everything else. A walled garden. And I've seen a little a bust like that, sort of trying to do Neo-Grecian art. And look at this enormous easel. So maybe get some idea of the size of things. I try not to, try not to change angle too much so you actually realise what you're seeing. It's irritating to change angle too frequently. Get some idea of the dimensions of the place. Right, I think that's enough from Charleston.